When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh my goodness, day 7. Seriously, how did we get here so fast? This has been such a fun week coming to record and talk to you every single day. So welcome back to the Wellness Cafe 7-day New Year's kickstart for 2023, day 7. I really hope that you are able to find some value in this series. I really wanted this series to be about you and how to set you up for success this year and watch you achieve all your dreams and all your goals, because I know you're capable of accomplishing whatever it is that you want to do. I tried to cover all the goals that were requested the most by you all to talk about on how to accomplish them this year. And today we're going to go over the following goals that were the last ones on my list to talk to you about that had been submitted in by you all for this series. We're going to talk about the goal of keeping the motivation going throughout the rest of the year and not just January, how to push through the days that you don't feel like doing it and aren't motivated, not losing motivation when you're in a rut, and why resolutions fail and how to stay consistent. These goals were the most reoccurring sent in by you, and I thought it was fitting to finish the series off with a little pep talk to keep this going throughout the rest of the year, now that we will be going back to only hanging out once a week. But even though the posting daily is done, this community is always there for you. We do have the Geneva group chat. It is linked in the show notes. If you ever want to go get some motivation, or you're feeling uninspired or let down, the people in that group chat are always there to support you, and we always have one another. You are never alone and you got this. I know you can keep it going throughout the rest of the year. I promise you that. How to push through the days that you don't feel like doing it and aren't motivated. My brain is instantly telling me that your answer to this is, imagine your dream girl from your vision board and start showing up as her in the present and acting how she would every single day. Deep down, you know what needs to be done to accomplish your goals, whatever they are. I don't have the magic secret. I don't have a magic potion to give you. There is no secret to fast-tracking success. If you want to accomplish big dreams and big goals, you're going to have to do a lot of work. There is no fast and easy way through. And if you keep asking me how to stay motivated and how to do this and all these questions, looking for a fast, easy answer, there is never going to be one. There's no fast answer. You have to do the work and show up for yourself every single day. And when it relates to how to keep the motivation going throughout the rest of the year and not just January, that's impossible. The motivation is going to come and go, but showing up for yourself on the days where motivation is lacking is the most important. And showing up when you don't feel like it feels the most rewarding. I shared this earlier in the series when it comes to the goal of working out consistently and staying motivated. I am surely not motivated every single day to go to the gym. There are days that I want to lay in bed. And then I tell myself, Trin, Remember how good you're going to feel after. I remember that I made a promise to myself to do the things that will make me feel the best so I can show up as my best version of myself. I'm not motivated every single day, and I want to make that very clear for people who are asking how to stay motivated. There is no way to be motivated all the time, but when you are feeling like shit and you're feeling lazy and you want to lay in bed, remember the promises that you made to yourself. You made a promise and you made New Year's resolutions and you have goals and you have dreams to achieve. So you have to get out of bed and get it done. If you have these crazy big dreams, and let me be very clear, it's okay if you don't. If you just are happy with where things are at right now and romanticizing your life and enjoying it, that is completely fine. But this series is about how to reach New Year's goals. So I'm assuming that you have a big dream that you're working towards, or any dream, big or small, if you're listening to this series. I just wanted to say that if there's someone who is feeling stressed that they don't have a crazy big goal or dream, that is fine. Whatever it is that made you click on this episode, I know there was something in your mind that made you want to click on a series about how to achieve your New Year's goals. And if your goals are big, and think about it, if your goals are not things that everyone has, I'm trying to think of a way to explain this, but if you are wanting something that is out of the ordinary and very hard to come by, then you're going to have to move in ways to get you there. And you're going to have to move differently than the people that don't have those. If you have a dream of being an entrepreneur and having your own company, that isn't very common. Most people work a 9-to-5 and that is totally fine. But some people have goals of being an entrepreneur. So you're going to have to do things that is different than everyone else. You're going to have to push through the hard times. You're going to have to pivot and adjust. You're going to face hardships. There's going to be things in your way that you have to learn and adapt to and learn how to get through it. You just have to move different if you want different. And I'm just leaving off this series on a little bit of tough love. And I'm also saying this to myself. These are things I say to myself on the daily because, like I said, the motivation does die. And I love laying in bed in the winter. It is so fucking hard to get out of bed in the winter and go work out most of the time. Yes, I do love my night routine and candlelit Pilates, but that isn't to say that I don't just want to lay in bed and watch Netflix. You know, of course I love doing that, but I have to remind myself that it's going to make me feel good and it's going to make me be happier. I'm going to feel better. I'm going to be more confident. The motivation isn't there all the time, but I think about the why I'm doing it and I think about having discipline and getting myself up out of bed. And the goal of working out consistently is the easiest to relate this to, but you can just replace that with your goal and think of the excuses of why you want to do it and remind yourself that when you don't feel like doing it and you don't feel like showing up anymore. And when it comes to the question that you sent in of how to push through the days that you don't feel like doing it and aren't motivated, that is exactly it. You just have to push through and remind yourself why you're doing this and why you want it. There is no secret fast success tip that I have for you. It's never going to come. It is always going to be hard work because that is the best way to achieve results in a sustainable, healthy way. But there are some other ways to keep the motivation going and to show up for yourself on the days when you don't feel like it. So like I said, you can think of your why and remind yourself of your why. The next thing you can do to show up for yourself when you don't feel like it is track your progress. I'm just going to keep relating this to the goal of working out because I like to stay on the same goal every time I'm explaining a subject. But like I said, if your goal is different than that, just relate this to your goal. So if your goal is to work out consistently, track your progress. Track your progress to stay motivated and keep yourself accountable all year. That can look like many different things. It can be tracking how many times you work out. It can be tracking your progress in advancing in the gym. So let's say you're doing the Stairmaster because, you know, Stairmaster era, you're in your tiny little braids, you're in your workout outfit, you have your water, you are vibing and hitting the Stairmaster, okay? And you're just getting into it. So I want you to write down how long you went for and what speed you went. And you don't have to record it every single time, but If you're doing it a lot and showing up for yourself, ideally you will be advancing and it will be getting easier and easier as you go. So if you find yourself being able to go for longer or to go faster, track it and write it down. Or if you're getting a nice little glute pump on, if you are squatting and building that booty, and you're just new to the gym and you start off by just squatting with a 10-pound dumbbell. Next time, if your goal is you're trying to grow your butt, obviously you're going to progressively overload your weight. You're going to advance. And next time you feel comfortable enough to advance your weight, write it down and track it. Tracking your progress is the best way to stay motivated because you can physically see the progress happening and you can see yourself advancing and getting better and getting more into shape. Because especially, this is such a good example when it comes to the goal of working out, you look at yourself every day. If you are trying to grow your butt, that is not going to be visible to your eye. And if you can't see progress happening, of course that's going to be unmotivating if you're doing all this work and you can't see it for yourself. But if you've been tracking your progress, you can go back and look at it and show yourself how far you've come, and that will remind you not to give up because you don't want to go back to phase zero and start all over again after you've made all this progress. So tracking your progress, I just related it to the gym because it was the easiest one to think of and we were already talking about it. But for those of you, a lot of you shared your goal of reading more this year. So you can write down how many pages you've been reading. You can write down how many books you've read. If your goal is to get better grades, to get into a master's program that you love, you can write down how often you've been studying, how much your grades have been improving by, all the extra studying that you've been doing. Any goal that you have, write down what you're doing to achieve the goal and update it weekly, monthly, daily, to show yourself how much better you're getting at it. If your goal is to add more fruits and veggies into your diet and eat more whole foods, every time that you are able to do that, write it down. Check it off. Say, I did this one time. I added a new vegetable to this recipe. I added an extra vegetable to my dinner last night. Track it and go back and look at your progress. There's no secret to success and secret to fast success, but there are little things like this that you can do every day to make it easier for yourself to stay motivated throughout the year and not just January or the first week of the year when the motivation is high and you're ready to crush this year and make your resolutions last. You're like, yes, no shit. Everyone's motivation dies down. January is so motivating and the vibes are high and everyone is excited for the new year. And it's very common knowledge that a lot of people will fall off of these goals after a couple weeks. And throughout this series, I've also been giving you other tips of why that is. So make sure that you're not trying to do too much at once. The most sustainable way to implement new goals and new habits into your lifestyle is to work on one thing at a time. I can't even tell you how many times my New Year's resolution was pretty much, I would almost make it like my New Year's resolution is to be a new human. And I would show up and do it for about 7 days and then just go back to usual because that is not sustainable. And I'm not even kidding when I say that. I wish I was, but I didn't know any different. I didn't know how to create a new lifestyle for myself in a healthy way. And then when it comes to the question of why resolutions fail and how to stay consistent, resolutions fail because either one, like I just said, you had too much on your plate and it was never a sustainable or realistic goal to begin with. And then that's just unmotivating and that's going to lower your confidence because you did that to yourself and you are setting unrealistic standards. So I really want you to make sure that your goals are achievable because if they aren't and if they are unrealistic and you're not able to achieve them in a healthy way, it's not going to feel good when you can't accomplish that. And no one wants to feel that. So before we get any further into this year, I want you to check in with your goals and make sure that they are realistic and you can accomplish them in a healthy way. So that is one reason why resolutions may fail. And number two, the second reason why resolutions for the new year may fail is because you aren't serious about it. There's no, like, there's no one sabotaging you. There's no crazy reason as to why they fail. They are going to fail because you aren't serious about it. When I look back at my resolutions and some goals I had set for myself for 2022, the two that come to my mind, I really tried to implement goals and set goals for my mental health that would make me feel good. And if you've been here all along, you will remember I had the goal of less DoorDash, more new recipes in 2022. And I had also had the goal of reading more, one of which I failed at and one of which I succeeded at. I succeeded at less DoorDash, more new recipes because I was serious about it and I wanted to do it and I was passionate about it. And if you've been listening to this series, I even shared how I was writing down my intention for the day in relation to my New Year's goal in my journal every single morning to keep me accountable. And I had written down, I want to try a new dinner tonight. I made it very clear at the beginning of the day that I was going to show up for myself that day in relation to the goal I had set for myself. And it's just very apparent, and it's no crazy secret as to why my reading failed. If I look back, I wasn't serious about it. Do you want to know something? I didn't finish The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. And I had every intention of reading. I just never got serious about it. And I never cared. And I never tried hard enough to actually make it a habit into my routine. I got about halfway through the book. I was loving it and enjoying it. But I wasn't making it a top priority. So ask yourself in relation to your resolutions. Are you willing to make it a top priority in your life in order to succeed at it? There's no secret to making any New Year's resolutions work out. There is no secret to success. Sometimes it's just about having a hard conversation with yourself and asking yourself those difficult questions of, am I actually showing up for myself? Am I actually putting in the work? Or am I just sitting here complaining that it's not working out for me? Because no one is going to get shit done for you. If you want big results and you want to achieve your big dreams, you have to do the big work. And big is not the word that I would use there, but you know what I meant. It just made sense in the sentence. But seriously, I know this episode was a little bit of tough love, but you provided me with these questions of why resolutions fail, how to push through on days when you're not motivated, how to keep the motivation going, and this is the answer. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything for you. I want you to succeed. And when I look back at my own life and when I look back at times when I failed, because there were so many times over and over and over again when I failed, and I wanted to start a healthy lifestyle. I wanted to take care of myself. I wanted to feel better and look better and be happier. And I was failing at it and staying miserable. And it's because I wasn't serious about change and I wasn't doing it in a sustainable way. I wasn't setting realistic goals. And at the end of the day, I wasn't putting in the work. You're not going to get anywhere without putting in the work. If you're complaining about something and you're complaining about it every day and you're upset and you want to change it, ask yourself, are you doing anything about it other than complaining? And if your answer is no, then you have your answer right there. And I know it's harsh, but I am telling you this because I want you to succeed. Sometimes the truth hurts and it can come across as harsh, but it's because I love you and I want to share the secrets to success. And there's no magical secrets. It is just a little bit of hard work and tough love and showing up for yourself and getting serious about your goals, getting excited about them, tracking your progress, watching it happen, watching yourself create your dream life in front of your own eyes. Okay, you are all my best friends and I love you and I want you to succeed and I know that you are capable of succeeding and doing extraordinary things with your life and doing extraordinary things for yourself this year. And I want you to see it happen. I want it to happen for you. Really, this is the pep talk that I gave myself because, like I mentioned, I had gotten to a place in my life where everything was balanced and I felt like I was giving attention to every single area of my life. And I had realized over time that I hadn't been feeling my best physically. So I said, okay, how can we change this? And I realized that I had to bump up my physical exercise again to the top priority instead of being balanced. Because there was a lot of times where I probably should have worked out, but I chose my social life instead, or I chose my career instead. And that didn't feel good. I was overworked or not prioritizing the gym enough, and I wasn't feeling my best. So I just made the commitment to myself that I'm going to prioritize my working out again in order to feel my best and have those endorphins and the post-workout high, because that is truly when I'm my happiest and it's when my mental health is at its best. Working out does amazing things for your mental health. And not that I put working out on the back burner this year, but it was just all balanced. And it wasn't the top priority. So now, I don't know if this is the whole year. I don't know for how long I want to really prioritize it. But I have just decided that it's going to get shifted up in the priority scale again, my working out. So like I shared with you, New Year's Day, January 1st, I'm a little bit hungover. I'm tired. I want to lay in bed. But I told myself that I'm going to do what makes me feel best and show up for myself and prioritize my physical movement in order to feel my best. So I got my hungover ass to a workout on New Year's Day and I made it happen. Rachel had just been visiting for a week from Kelowna for New Year's before going back to school, and we were hanging out and we had worked out every single day since New Year's Day, and I can't remember if this was the 4th or the 5th. I think this was on the 4th, so we had worked out 3 days in a row. And keep in mind, Rachel and I used to go to F45 6 days a week, and we were in the best shape of our lives. We felt amazing. It made us happy. It kept us motivated. It kept us accountable. We had a routine. Like, we always used to work out together. So this is nothing new for us. And then we woke up on the 4th day after working out 3 times. And we were debating if we should go to the gym or not. We were like, should we just chill? We would love to just hang out and skip the gym today. We didn't necessarily feel excited about going to the gym. And then we were just like, nope. No, we're going. Let's just get our clothes on. Let's get our clothes on and go. We want to feel our best. Let's go get it done. So we went and we got it done and we felt amazing after. Okay, so go get it done. Whatever it is that you want to get done, get it done. Come back and listen to the series over and over again whenever you need a little bit of motivation. That is what these tough love episodes are for, because tough love gets shit done. And I know that. And I have had this entire conversation with myself to get shit done this week and this year. And these are just my secrets of how I show up for myself when I'm not motivated and how I keep it going throughout the year. I hope you enjoyed this. Sorry for being a little bit mean. Don't take it personally. I love you and I want you to succeed. Just because I won't be here posting every single day with you doesn't mean that you can't get shit done, okay? Show up for yourself, push yourself, and get it done. But also, of course, remember to take your rest days when they are needed. This is just a bit of tough love because it's needed. But never push yourself too hard, okay? Don't burn out. You know what? I know that you're capable of it. I know you have it in you to show up even when you don't want to. You are going to accomplish big things this year. Put your mind to it. Make promises to yourself. Act on your promises and follow through with them, okay? Whenever you feel like giving up, remind yourself why you're doing it. Remind yourself why you want it. And I promise you, if you put in the hard work and you show up for yourself, it won't be fun all the time. It's not going to be amazing, but it's going to be worth it. And it won't always be hard. Everything is hard before it's easy. That is what I remind myself when shit is hard and I don't feel like doing it. Remind yourself that this is going to be an amazing year. I can't wait for an entire new year, 2023, of the Wellness Cafe. I can't wait to spend this year with you all. I can't wait to see what we accomplish. And I will see you next Wednesday. Mwah.